Mansour, Democrats decline to impeach Orange Hitler. By Rebecca Mansour on July 17, 2019. One day after voting unanimously to condemn Donald Trump for racist comments that legitimized and increased fear and hatred, House Democrats killed a resolution to impeach him for being unfit due to racism. Wednesday's resolution, introduced by Representative Al Green, DTX, was the first opportunity Democrats had to vote on impeaching Trump since they won their House majority last November. But despite unanimously condemning racist Trump on Tuesday, only 95 Democrats voted on Wednesday that this racism makes him unfit to serve. The other 137 Democrats voted with Republicans and newly independent impeachment enthusiast Justin Amash to table the resolution, thereby killing it. And make no mistake, the two votes are related. Just to make sure his colleagues got where he was coming from, Al Green quoted in his impeachment resolution the exact same words his colleagues used in their resolution denouncing Trump's racist tweets about the squad. The House of Representatives on July 16, 2019, strongly condemned President Donald Trump's racist comments that have legitimized and increased fear and hatred of new Americans and people of color, Green's resolution states. It then declares that the aforementioned offenses have brought the high office of the President of the United States in contempt, ridicule, disgrace, and disrepute, has sown seeds of discord, and thus Trump is unfit to be president and warrants impeachment, trial, and removal from office. Say what you will about Al Green, but he has the integrity to act on his convictions. To condemn a racist president is not enough, he told his colleagues yesterday. We must impeach him. Al thinks Orange Man is a racist who is unfit to serve. And by God, he's going to force a vote on it no matter how unpopular that is. And it's definitely unpopular. For the past 3 years, Democrats and their media allies have stoked public hysteria and violence with their increasingly rabid denunciations of the orange Mussolini occupying the Oval. He's literally Hitler, don't you know? And he even made a pact with Stalin Putin. When he's not receiving instructions from the Kremlin, he's running concentration camps at our border and allowing immigration officials to behave like the Ku Klux Klan. I don't know about you, but if I really believed that Hitler was occupying our White House and running concentration camps, I'd vote to impeach him. And yet, when Democrats were finally given the chance to impeach the mother effer, they declined. If you think he's literally Hitler running concentration camps and taking orders from Putin, why didn't you vote to impeach him? Could it be that your inflammatory invective is just, to borrow the president's word, bullshit? As the nation commemorates the 50th anniversary of the Apollo 11 moon landing this week, let us pause to contemplate this timeline of our trajectory. 1941-45, Democrat Franklin D. Roosevelt leads the nation during World War II. As American manufacturing creates the arsenal of democracy and the greatest generation storms the beaches of Normandy and raises the flag at Iwo Jima. 1945-46, Democrat Harry S. Truman sees America through to victory in defeating Nazi Germany and Imperial Japan and in securing the post-war peace. 1961-69, Democrat John F. Kennedy declares that Americans will go to the moon in this decade. Before the decade is over, Americans conquer space and successfully land on the moon. 2020, the Democrat House majority passes a resolution denouncing tweets. And they wonder why Americans voted to make America great again. Rebecca Mansour is senior editor-at-large for Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Tonight on Sirius XM Patriot Channel 125, which broadcasts live weeknights from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern, 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific. Follow her on Twitter at @RAMansour.